Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No good! By George, the dream is alive!
That'll take you back, 2006. George Mason went to the Final Four that year, took on UConn to get there, and wow, lo and behold, their coach from that season, Jim Larranaga, and the Miami Hurricanes will take on the UConn Huskies tomorrow night in the second game, the Final Four in Houston. Joining us right now, the new head coach, George Mason, of course, on that team that made that Final Four run. He is Tony Skin, good enough to join us via the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Of course, most recently was at the University of Maryland with Coach Kevin Willard. And hey, Tony, first of all, congratulations on getting the job. And how have you kind of been dealing the last 24 hours? I'm sure you got all kinds of people reaching out to you. Maybe some people you never even knew before.
Yeah, it's been unreal, man. You know, you think you're busy being the head assistant at a high measure program, and then you get a head job. You realize that, you know, that's not really busy. It's been crazy. It's been wild, but it's also been it's been amazing. The first 24 hours.
It's got to have been a benefit, though, just being at in Maryland, big time program. You understand the lay of the land, and this is such a hotbed in terms of talent. So, how are you able to sleep at night since getting the word?
I mean, it's all part of it. You know, I'm built for it. I've been very, very fortunate to work with some really, really good coaches over the last couple of years. And I'm biased because the DMV does have that hotbed, like you said. There's so much talent in this area. And you see coaches from all over the country that are coming and grabbing some of our kids. And obviously, we tried to do that at Maryland in year one, and we had some success. But it doesn't really change for me making that transition to George Mason, because the familiarity is there, the connectivity is there, and there's just so many good players in this region where I'm excited to get to work.
We're here with Tony Skin, new George Mason coach, here with us on Burgundy Gold today. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker with you, Team 980 streaming live with the free Odyssey app. Had a lot of people tweet me when they found out you were coming on the show, so I'm just going to kind of combine a couple questions here from them, and it's basically about this early stage, kind of like how you're handling it. How much of it has been getting the staff together? How much of it has been reaching out to the current guys, kind of recruiting your own people, and also talking to your recruits that were originally committed to Mason?
Well, I'll say this, man. It's you know, I'm glad it's not, you know, the 1950s where phones didn't exist. you know, having a phone is definitely it's made it a lot easier, just because, you know, you're wearing a bunch of different hats.
Right.
As I align my staff, as I'm trying to make sure I'm connecting with the current players, the guys in the portal, trying to get them back. It's just been nonstop communication for me over the phone, which is something I do anyway. And so I think just staying resilient and trying to stay as efficient as possible with, you know, different people reaching out and saying congrats and all those things. You know, that stuff is important, and the support has been amazing. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be, you know, even more efficient this time of the year with what needs to get done.
and what have you learned looking at the landscape, Coach Ewing? It's not always great to go back home. There's sometimes even more pressure. How can you turn that into advantages so you can get Mason back to where you were as a player?
Well, I think the unique thing is, you know, in that comparison, obviously, Mason's history, the tradition, I was a part of that, just like, you know, Coach Ewing was for the Hoyas. I think the only difference I would say is that, you know, I spent 8 years in the business on the collegiate side. Mm-hmm. You know, my first stop was down there in Louisiana Tech mm-hmm. with Eric Conkle, and spent 3 years there and then transitioned back to the Northeast with Coach Willard at Seton Hall mm-hmm. and then had a chance to stop, you know, in Columbus with Coach Holtman in the Big Ten and then getting back to the Big Ten with Coach Willard. You know, I've had stops everywhere. I've had different roles everywhere and mm-hmm. really just learned so much from the collegiate side on what it, you know, what it needs to be, not just basketball, just everything overall. And it's just having that experience, I think, was what made me and gave me the confidence that I was ready to run my own program.
Tony Skins with us, new George Mason coach here on Burgundy Gold Today, Team 980 streaming live with the free Odyssey app. So that all being said, you had all these different coaches that have impacted you in your career and as a player, of course, with Coach Larrañaga at George Mason. How would you say a Tony Skin team, like when you guys take the court this year at George Mason, what can people expect? What kind of style? What are the characteristics of a Tony Skin team going to be?
You know, I spent 3 years in the Big East. Spent the last 2 years in the Big Ten, and I would say it's going to be a combination of both. We want to be up-tempo. We want to play fast. We're going to press. We're going to turn defense into offense. And I was a player's, you know, I was a player at a high level. I played for some really, really good coaches, and a lot of them were players' coaches. And obviously that's the same thing that I'm going to bring to the table. I want my guys to have fun on the floor. I want them to play with a certain type of attitude. And that's really the core of what I'm going to bring to the table, at least in year one.
Yeah, the other side of the business, this money coming in and being transfer portals, NIL, what kind of commitment did you get from the university that they were going to be there for you and help aid you in that so that you could be competitive?
I mean, it's a lot that goes on into the day and age that we are in NIL. I do think that the support has been amazing. Obviously, there's some moving pieces there over time. I don't think anybody is expecting this, you know, roster to look like this 96 Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a timing thing. And it's a balance that you have to have in making sure that you're recruiting the right kids. NIL, it does exist, but that's never going to be the start of a conversation on why George Mason is the right fit. So it's just a lot of turbulence. You know, you've got a will and deal in conversations, but it's definitely a different day and age. But again, the foundation of the DMV, there's plenty of kids that are either still available from a high school standpoint, but also kids that are in the portal that'll be very, very marketable for, you know, our program.
Tony, how much have you been able to watch the Atlantic 10 over these last several years and what they've kind of built themselves up to be and, you know, how you see Mason fitting into that and you fitting into that?
You know, that's my homework for the next, you know, 6 months. You know, I've been in the Big Ten, which is a brutal, brutal league. And when you're watching Big Ten games and trying to stay in line with how to win games, the last thing you're doing is watching other leagues. You know, I've been paying attention to the league just from the standpoint of, you know, I've got some colleagues and got some close friends. And obviously this past year with Chris Caputo over at GW, you know, from time to time I lock into a game, man. But it's really been Big Ten. And that's the part that hiring a staff that's going to help me align myself back into what it takes to be successful in this league. You know, we're going to grind it out over, you know, several months.
Isn't it interesting or helpful, rather, as a coach, to see a team like San Diego State and how they defend? I mean, back in the Stone Ages, watching, you know, Big John and Nolan Richardson, how their teams defended. Is it easier now to convince kids that in order to really win, you have to be conscious defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it goes back to, you know, what I said earlier, where I learned so much from so many different coaches. But the one thing I learned that I value the most working with Kevin Willard is, you know, that press. You know, that press, it's the secret sauce to giving guys, you know, whatever offensive freedom that they want. If you're defending at a high level, I can't really tell you what kind of shot is a bad shot. That's going to be the bones of my program.
I love that.
That is awesome. Now, you mentioned Chris Caputo and, you know, him in your conference. You'll see him, obviously, up close and personal many times on the opposite sideline. Have you had other coaches, has he reached out to you, and have others reached out to you as well since this moment's happened?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I've got about 700 text messages.
Awesome. So
I'm sure some have. It's just going to take some time to get back with them.
Right. Well, Coach Larrañaga, obviously, you know, what you guys were able to achieve as a group back in 2006, and certainly George Mason fans still remember that well. As you watch him doing this with Miami, what has gone through your mind, and do you see some similarities between what he's achieved there and what he did at Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you said that. We played Miami this year earlier in Connecticut, and I'd say this, we beat them pretty bad. And to see the team I'm watching now, I'm like, wow, there's really four parts to a season. Your non-conference, your conference tournament, yeah, and then the NCAA tournament. So I'm pulling for him. I'm a little nervous. Just because I want him to win the national championship, and they're playing a really, really good UConn team, and I'm excited. You know, he's deserved it for many, many years, and I know people have talked over the last couple of years about him retiring, and I'm going to just tell the people now, man, hey, I don't see that guy going anywhere.
I'll never forget, you know, when you guys played, you know, UConn here, obviously, and you know, at Verizon Center at the time, how, you know, that team had so many guys that were going to the NBA and were NBA draft picks. And really, it was crazy. You guys went through murder's row of who's who in college basketball, right, with Michigan State, North Carolina, and obviously UConn in the end, and Wichita State. What was it that Larrañaga did? Because I felt like the whole time he just gave you guys this edge in terms of the motivational part of it. I mean, not to say you didn't do good things with X's and O's, but it seemed like George Mason had such an edge that year in that run.
You know, I tell people that all the time. You know, the one unique thing that I can remember, especially now as a coach, we were playing with no pressure. We were playing, you know, once we got that first game, it was like, you know, whatever happens after this, man, it's all good because we've had that successful season. I think the one thing that people don't really realize is that as good as that team, that UConn team was, you know, you had a couple first-round picks and a couple guys that, you know, played at a high level in Europe for a long time. We also did the same. You know, I played, yeah, obviously for almost 8 years. Fylan Campbell played for 12 years. Will Thomas is still playing. You know, Lamar Butler, Jai Lewis, Gabe Norwood is still playing. We had pros too. You know, we were pros at different levels. But we were a really, really good team. And I think the notion around the locker room was just to go out there and play with no pressure. And so, you know, that was, in my opinion, what got us through that first 40 minutes and then the next 5 minutes. Because it was like, we could have won this, but we still have another opportunity to win this. And playing in your backyard also doesn't, you know, yes, also helps you out. You know, it was everyone at that point was a George Mason fan, right?
You're right. I'm so happy you brought that up. I can still get a chill bump from being at the arena and then also being on location. And what impressed me so much about is seeing how the university traveled and what it meant to the community. You know, I had a business out in Fairfax. I understood the lay of the land. And that's one thing about the DMV that is special. Whoever's hot, people will claim you know, arm in arm, lock and go. And it was something, dude, I can never forget that.
Yeah, I mean, the DMV again, man, I'm going to always be biased. It's a special place, and no matter who it is, you got to expect if you have that type of an event, you know, everybody's going to come support, whether it's GW, whether it's George Mason, Georgetown, you know, UMBC, you name it. And we definitely got a dose of that, and, you know, it helped that it was only 30 minutes away from campus, too.
No doubt. And, you know, Jim Larrañaga, people also forget, you know, he had good tournament runs after that season, too. I mean, you had Sweet 16s at George Mason after that. So It's exciting, Tony. I know you know how it can be at the highest of levels at George Mason and know what it's all about. And I know so many people that I knew that I went to high school with that went to Mason. My son went to Mason that had been reaching out to me and were so excited to know you were going to be on the radio, first of all, today, and that you're the head coach. So congratulations again, and we appreciate you giving us some time today and can't wait to see it this season.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Tony Skin, you. Appreciate it. Enjoy it down there, the Final Four. He's with us here at Burgundy Gold today. Great talking to him. New George Mason head coach, and just to me, it was a no-brainer hire. I mean, it was like a home run, you know, worked out perfect timing, and I know people were kind of scared for a while there because these other jobs were filling up quickly. And
Did you or Kevin predict this one?
I told you, I said immediately, I said, this could be a really quick solution. You know, the guy didn't have to go far. He's at College Park. You know, he's one of your all-time players on your greatest team ever. I mean, get him over here. And he's been a highly thought of recruiter for a long time. Again, top assistant with Kevin Willard. This isn't some guy, you know, coming in here just based off of, you know, a name. He's worked his way up in the industry, and it's going to be exciting to see. And hopefully he can, keep some players that he wants to keep and get some guys, you know, bringing some new talent too. You know, he keeps talking about the DMV. I mean, he's a guy who played at Tacoma Academy, so obviously been around this place a long time.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.